N-A-K-A-B-B. N-A-K-B-B. This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankees. Hello there, Walter.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Okay. Comcast is playing games with me again. I heard you call earlier, and I couldn't look at the radio quick enough to see where you're calling from. I just barely saw a statewide. And I said, oh, you must be statewide one or statewide two. So I turn on my dashboard, go to my computer, and my dashboard Wi-Fi has disconnected from my router. And every now and then Comcast does that to me. They just send about 1 second interruption to my internet, and that disconnects all of my Wi-Fi, and we'll connect back up. I can get it back going again by turning the radio part off of my Wi-Fi router, and then just hit the Wi-Fi button, turn it off, and turn it back on, and it comes back up again. Anyway, that's a long explanation for my delay in returning your call.
Oh, no worries. You're not showing up on my dashboard either. You're showing up on my radio, your call sign, your DMRID, and your name is showing up on my radio, but it's not showing up on the dashboard because I'm at home on my little base. And so there must be something down with the radio system reporting to Pi-Star or whoever does it. I don't think they really do it. I think somebody does it for them, but what do I know? I'm not sure how that works. But like right now, it's not showing. So, and I got the same problem you do. If you don't see it right away, it's gone.
Well, I'd be willing to bet. I don't know if your router has a button that just turns off the Wi-Fi part, and you can turn it back on and leave the router running. Don't reboot the router. Just turn the radio portion off of your router if you have a combined Wi-Fi router combined, and I think you get your dashboard back.
Okay, well, again, now you're showing up on the screen, and so am I. So maybe that's what it was. But now you're showing back up on the digital voice. Yeah, I got mine plugged right in. I don't do Wi-Fi with it. I just plug it right in, so it's connected via Cat5 cable.
My little hotspot is not maybe 15 feet away, and I got about a 50-foot cable I can wrap around the edges of the room and get to my Wi-Fi router with a Cat5 cable, and I guess it's Cat6 now. And I've been tempted to do that more than once. It's just, I just hate to have that long cable in this room when my hotspot is so close to the my router.
Do what I did. Go to Amazon. You can get any size cable you want for next to nothing. I mean, I ordered like a package of five or six or whatever, get 5E or get six or whatever they're called this week, short cables, and I use them all the time, and I think it was only $10 delivered.
You know, that's a thought. I got a tool that I can put the RJ45 connectors on the cable, but to buy a bunch of RJ45 cables and use my crimp tool, that works great. But Amazon, like you said, you can buy them so cheaply, and if you can wait a day, why bother making a cable? So that's something I may look into. But I'm still thinking about moving if I ever find a house. And I don't want to do anything drastic right now. In fact, I'm just letting this house kind of go and my radio setup kind of go and not keeping it up to date at all or making changes.
Oh, hell, it's just a Cat5 cable. So, but yeah, just do it and be done with it. So where do you want to move to? It shows you're in Shelby Township now. I'm assuming that that's the case. Did I lose you, David?
You know, you could have. My duration was only 2.2 seconds. Or, no, that was you. I don't know how long it was. Maybe my fingers slipped off the push to talk. But right now it's showing 12 seconds. So I hope I'm transmitting through the internet.
Yeah, I'm playing around my little program in my radio and playing with this IP Connect setup, and I'm telling it to choose. And it's, and I'm shocked because it's telling me that the signal at my house right now from Detroit is stronger than the one in Mount Clemens area or Patterson Township, wherever it is. So I'm kind of surprised. So I'm talking to you direct RF via the Detroit repeater. Unless I get the frequencies backwards, I should look, make sure before I open my mouth, make sure I didn't mess that up. And then but it's telling me that I got it, and it's coming back with all the bars. So that's how I'm doing it. The old RF way.
Well, just for giggles, I'm going to run upstairs to the Tiffany Cannon on this handy-talkie and see if I can do it the old RF way. So I'm running up the stairs right now, but give me a minute if you just... And I will be back on the air on RF. I just want to see if I can do it. See, we're on statewide, too, and I'll be giving you a quick call.
Take your time. Give me a ring. I won't go anywhere, and I'll turn off my scan. NAKPP.
NAKPP, this is N6W1.
Look at that, just like you belong. Nice and clear.
That's interesting. Opening a blind so I can see out the window. And, yeah, that Detroit reach Peter house also.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I'm checking. It's 444-00. I'm just going to check the code plug and see if that's what it's calling for. Make sure I didn't do the other one. What's the one that's supposed to be closer, physically closer? Not that it means anything, but hold on. Of course, I've got a little antenna outside, too. On Mount Clemens, MTC, 443-9650. I'm going to take a look and see where I really am. Hold on.
Okay, I'm on Mount Clemens.
Is that, you just switched to Mount Clemens?
No, I was talking to you about Mount Clemens all the time. I haven't tried Detroit yet with my handy-talkie antenna.
You better try just for giggles.
Going back to Mount Clemens.
Okay, you must not have hit it because I didn't hear you. Let me see if it showed. I wouldn't know now. It'd be gone.
Okay, this is 6WY back on Mount Clemens. I did hit it, but the second time when I tried it, it said repeater not available. So it's probably sensitive where I'm standing in the room. If I probably go over to the side of the room, I guess I can hit it.
Yeah, it has to talk back, and then I know that there's a setting that how strong it has to talk back, at least in some of the radios, in order to, you know, to acknowledge it. So when you hit it, if it doesn't hear it, you probably figured this out already, you get like an obnoxious tone, at least on my radio, that says, you know, repeater not found, which I kind of like. I like that. That's kind of neat. That's one of the things I like about DMR.
Okay, I'm trying to...
There you're only about 50%.
Okay, I'm back on Mount Clemens. I do have an attic antenna. That works quite well. But I have to get a BNC adapter for that antenna. I don't think I... Nope, it's not here. It's around here someplace. But if this works fine, I'm going to just stay right here.
I think it works fine. You probably can run a little bit and get away with it. You know, I just think it's fine. That way you wouldn't have to do any of the internet stuff. If you didn't want to, it just probably just depends where you want to hide out at. You know, you want to hang out in your upstairs living room or you want to go hide in the radio shack. You know, it's either way, I guess that's everybody's own personal preference. But, yeah, here you're sounding really good. Everything is really nice.
Well, my problem is... this one room, I hit it. In fact, all my upstairs room, I hit it just fine. And outside, I hit it just fine. But if I go into my computer room, it is very marginal with a little whip antenna. So that's the reason why I use a hotspot in my computer room. I took a break from the computer and came up here to my upstairs operating position, nice, comfortable rocking chair, and enjoying operating from upstairs.
You know, I think that has something to do with it, too, because none of my handy talkies will work in my computer room. My favorite channel is that one in Richmond, because I'm pretty close to it. Was it 442-625? FBI repeater, it's an analog one, and it does not work in my computer room. And if I go out and like in the living room or something like that, it's really a little bit farther away. Not that, you know, 5 feet or 10 feet matters, but it works fine. So sometimes I wonder if, you know, there isn't like all sorts of emissions that are just messing up handy talkies in your computer room, you know, either from the chip or the oscillator or the printer or something of that nature is causing a problem.
Yeah, I thought of that too, but my problem is I got a house directly behind me, and it's a ranch, and I'm up on a hill just a little bit, so my upstairs is at his rooftop, and my computer room is looking right at into his backside of his house below the roof line. So I think maybe that house is kind of blocking my view to the Mount Clemens repeater.
You're near the Hunter Woods subdivision, right?
You know, I know where that is, but I'm further away than that. I'm in 26 in Van Dyke, 26 Mile in Van Dyke. You know, it's about a mile from the intersection, maybe a mile from the 26 in freeway by as the crow flies. I'm quite a ways from the Huntington Woods, I think that's what you called it, in Macomb.
Okay. Yeah, that one's still with Shelby. That's my the guy I work with used to live over there. He sold his house about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. That's why I'm kind of familiar with that area. We used to go bike riding around the subdivisions all the time. It's really kind of a nice area.
Interesting. Is that Huntington Woods in Shelby as well as Macomb? Maybe I'm getting my subdivisions mixed up.
I think it was like at 25 and Hayes is where it was, pretty close to that, or 24 and Hayes, one of the two.
Oops, my finger slipped off.
Yeah, I
know that area because my daughter lives over there, and I thought it was closer to between 24 and, between 25. It would be between 24 and 25, and it comes out at Romeo Plank at the far end.
It's been a year or two, so I'm trying to find it on the map. I don't think it was. I'm sure it was this side of the expressway. Give me a second. Let me look through here.
It is on your side of the expressway, and it's between the one I'm thinking of. Maybe it's just the street name, Huntington Woods, and not the subdivision name. That could be it, too. But the far end comes out on Romeo Plank, and it's between 24 Mile Road and 25 Mile Road, about midway between those 2 mile roads, where it comes out on Romeo Plank.
Oh, hell, this is the one time I can't even find it. But, yeah, I knew it was somewhere in that area. I can drive to it. I just can't explain how to get there. Oh, well, such is life. But, yeah, it was always really nice riding bikes around that part of town. We really enjoyed it. So, yeah, Marion, my fiancée, right now she lives at 25 in Hayes, but she's on the Macomb side.
Okay. I know that area quite well. There's some new houses there. There's that Fenton Woods or something like that. And that's very close to 25 in Hays. And there's a lot of stuff like Bellagio's and I can't name them all. But I know that area quite well.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the sub, but I know that part of her backyard, the way back part, she paid like $100 a year for access to it, and the gas pipe is buried in there. So, and I can see a school from her backyard, too.
Okay. You know where Howard Street is? In that, the actual name is Howard Drive. And one street that connects to it, if you're coming off of 25, the Carnation, the other street coming off of 24, the Clarion.
Yeah, if I come in from my place, I'm in New Baltimore, if I come in from my place and take 24 in, I turn on to Clarion and head north, and then drive through all of the subdivisions, constantly gearing left, and then I come out on her street, Pimenta.
Okay, yeah. So I know, I didn't hear the name of the street, but I know what you're talking about. And my daughter lives over there, and sometimes I walk the dog, you know, when she's on business trips or something, and I would walk in that area where the gas line's buried, and well, a little bit more out in that field where I could see the school, and just don't walk in anybody's yard or where they mow it. I do walk in that field a little bit.
Yeah, so if you're walking in that field, then you're pretty close to her yard. So, yeah, it's a nice neighborhood out there. The traffic is just getting, like, really, really heavy. Those circles, roundabouts, I mean, they've made it a real nightmare to pull out of her subdivision and turn left. I mean, right about now, 4:30, probably about 6:30, it's not even worth doing. She says she's actually seen people just go out of the subdivision, go to the roundabout over there by Romeo Plank and turn around and come back the other way.
Well, I have the same problem coming out on Clarion, and I just go to Romeo Plank and go up to 26 miles and coming in my subdivision off of 26. I just, you know, on this side of the, on the west side of the expressway, and I drive all the way to my subdivision. And I come in off of 26. It's a little bit closer if I could take 25 to come home from my daughter's house, but sometimes it's just too inconvenient. And the closest, you know, I think it's about a quarter of a mile. So it doesn't really matter which way I go. 26 mile is about a quarter mile longer to drive, but it sure beats trying to fight the traffic and make a left turn coming out of Clarion, the Carnation. Did I lose you, Walter?
No, I don't think so. Am I still here?
Yes, you are. I'm going to go downstairs and go back to my computer and do some work down there. So I think I'm going to say 73s, and nice talking to you, and I'll chat with you later. NAKPP, this is N6WY.
Very good, Dave. Yeah, I got to run and grab some dog food. My doggie's hungry, and I ran out of dog food. So I'm a bad doggie master, so and this little pup means the world to me. So I'm going to go feed her. Talk to you later. NAKPP.
73 is N6WY's clear.